It was the way she spoke with her hands that was so mesmerizing as her conversations. There was something about her, something that left her feeling warmer, brighter, more herself. She couldn't put a finger on what it was, and as time went on, she stopped caring and let those feelings wash over her. "Are you even listening to me?" Elise glared at the brunette. Tina took a sip of her drink. No, I got it. You feel like your creative energy is doing things with the brain weasels. Tina watched as Elise tapped her fingers on the table. Elise tilted her head. What is with you today? Since beating the taller brunette, Tina had gone to brunch with her every Saturday without fail. It became sort of a tradition, one that Tina always looked forward to. They met through a mutual friend at a party they, admittedly, had no business being at. The kind of party that you take out that one cocktail dress you have in your closet you've worn a million times, but you know makes your tits look amazing, all in the pursuit of free alcohol and those fancy mini fish tacos. Elise stood out in the crowd with the confidence of a person who scraped her knee a time or two, fallen off a few horses, had the heart she wore on her sleeve broken a time or two, and lived to talk about it. She didn't care if her version of the little black dress might be slightly shorter than appropriate, or that her idea of heels was a pair of combat boots. Still, she made it work. It was effortlessly cool and ridiculous all at once, in the most delightful way. Tina remembered every detail of their first meeting as if it were only yesterday and not 6 months ago. No, that can't be right, a year, she thought to herself. Are you Elise? I dare you to grab those tarts and put them in your purse. Tina looked at the woman curiously. Hi, I'm Tina. Yes, so Tina, about those tarts. Tina froze. Really? This is whom I'm going to get on famously with? She thought to herself. Tina sighed. If I do this, will you be a normal human and have a drink with me? Elise laughed. Normal's boring, baby. Tarts. She pointed to the server with the tarts. Tina approached the server. Pay no attention to how many tarts I'm about to take and stick in my purse like a savage. Tina flashed him a dazzling smile and locked eyes with him. Just laugh. The man kept his eyes on her and laughed as he ignored the fact that Tina was smuggling tarts. Tina laughed and let a smug smile grace her face. Here. The smaller brunette opened her purse. Happy? Elise laughed so hard she nearly snorted. We're going to have fun. Elise smiled and grabbed two glasses of champagne. Here's to the beginning of this adventure. You know, it's bad luck if you don't lock eyes with the person you're sharing a drink with. Elise looked down at Tina, whose expression was that of fascination and confusion all at once. The Germans believe that if you don't make eye contact, you're in for 7 years of coital misery. Are you willing to take that chance? She said with a laugh. Tina locked eyes and they took a sip. Phew! Elise downed the rest of her drink. Right, I need to go. What? Tina said. But we, just got here. Elise looked down at the brunette with her blue-green eyes. And I need to go. Don't worry, I already put my number in your phone. Elise laughed. Well, you had your purse wide open, making it all too easy to grab anything I like. Tina would have scowled if it wasn't so entertaining. Elise put down her glass. Right. You'll text me soon. I just know it. She winked. Damn, Tina thought. She even makes that look cool. Oh, nothing. Tina took a sip of her drink. I'm just a bit tired since someone kept me awake and wouldn't let me leave the party until I'd met and danced with everyone there. Elise laughed. You loved it and you love me. Besides, you need to meet more people. She smiled and considered her meal. So, I have a question. To understand the question, you have to know that Elise is a sex worker, the super kinky kind. But that was all Tina knew about her job. Tina often wondered what the brunette did all day, especially with the odd hours she kept, but never asked. She didn't want to pry, even though somewhere in the back of her mind, she knew what Elise's profession was. But that thought seemed to be just slightly out of her grasp. Elise rested her elbow on the table, propping the side of her head up with a finger. I have this client who, well, he has a fantasy that involves him serving me while worshipping, really. He'll be caged. He's being denied. Elise's smile grew wide. All while someone watches. Would you like to be that person? Tina put down her fork and pondered the question. On the one hand, she was dying to find out what exactly Elise did for a living. But on the other, would she get nervous and ruin the experience for her client? Tina took a deep breath and let her curiosity get the better of her. Sure, I don't have to be naked or anything. Elise wiggled her eyebrows. Only if you want to, baby. Tina laughed. Okay. Should I wear anything special? I've got something you could wear, Elise smirked. Sure, Tina said nervously. When will this take place? Oh, in about 2 hours. The smaller brunette froze. 2 hours? Tina, baby, you'll be fine. You just sit there, look pretty, and watch. That's all. He'll tip you. Okay, I can do this. Fine. Let's go. Tina looked at herself in the mirror, making minor adjustments to vintage silk lingerie Elise swindled her into wearing. Well, this is as good as I'm going to get, she sighed and checked her makeup, fluffed her hair, and drew in a breath. Here we go. The small brunette tiptoed quietly to a room in Elise's home she'd never been in before. Had she? The room was bright, calming blue and housed a large bed littered with cushions. Tina slipped inside the room and sat on a large Victorian-esque velvet chair. The two barely noticed her enter the room. The man was too focused and engrossed in what Elise was doing. Tina didn't notice the wicked smile on Elise's face. Her long fingers moved back and forth in front of his eyes as she spoke. That's right. Focus on nothing else. Just that wonderful back and forth. A familiar sight, taking you down, down, down. Not realizing or caring how open and vulnerable she too was becoming at that moment, it didn't matter. All Tina wanted to do was obey. And with a snap, the world came back into focus. I must have zoned out, Tina thought to herself. Elise lowered her lingerie, revealing her ample breasts, and Tina watched as the man traced every line of Elise's tattoos with his fingertips, as if they were lines on a map leading to an unknown destination. Tina followed his finger as it moved languidly over Elise's skin. And the smaller brunette knew that this man had been especially good to be allowed to touch Elise. Tina watched as the man traced his finger lightly around Elise's nipples, which made the small brunette shift slightly in her chair, and it was sensual and erotic. The man never took his eyes off of the long-haired woman. His movements seemed to be the touch of someone who memorized every line, every curve of Elise's body, and he felt good. You could see it. You could see it in the way the man responded. At that moment, this act was everything he wanted, everything he needed. He got to touch the woman who bewitched him. He got to serve with pleasure. Elise watched Tina out of the corner of her eye and saw her mindlessly whisper, "Good girl, serve with pleasure." And drop. Tina felt her whole body slump over as she fell deeper. Elise grinned. There was no one else in the room with them. Tina saw whatever the taller brunette wanted her to see. Elise deepened the trance and checked her watch. Everything was going just as she had planned, and in a few moments, it hit Tina. Her conditioning. The weeks and months Elise spent manipulating her mind. Elise watched as a smaller brunette switched on the vibrator she placed in her hand. She watched her mindlessly place it on her clit. And Tina writhed and whimpered, feeling as if she had been possessed, as wave after wave of pleasure flooded her body, blanked her mind, as her lips moved of their own accord. Good girls serve with pleasure. Good girls serve with pleasure. Good girls serve with pleasure. over and over and over again, not just speaking the words, but feeling them so intensely. And in her deep trance, somewhere in the back of her mind, Tina remembered the recording she listened to every night, Elise's voice programming her to serve with pleasure. She remembered the challenge. Could she really program Tina to do something she was too shy to even act upon? Tina barely remembered Elise reinforcing the control over her mind, burrowing further into her, implanting wonderfully wicked ideas into the smaller brunette's mind. Tina felt like she was on fire as her vibrator brought her closer and closer to that sweet, delicious orgasm that sat right on the very edge. She no longer wondered or cared if people saw her with her legs spread wide open and her cunt dripping wet. She wanted to be used. She needed to be used. She switched off the vibrator and got on all fours on the bed, ass up with her legs spread. And Tina was lost in a haze of need, of obedience. Suddenly, she was aware of a presence in the room, which only left her even more aroused. She felt fingers stroking her slit and an unfamiliar voice telling her she was a good girl, telling Tina that she was ready to use her pleasure to serve. Tina whimpered and nodded her head. "Yes. Oh, yes," she whimpered. "Please, let me serve with pleasure." The unfamiliar voice let out a deep, almost evil laugh. "But of course, you sweet little wet mess. You're going to serve so well." She felt his finger slip inside her cunt, edging her, making sure she was ready. But ready for what? It didn't matter. All Tina could think about was pleasure and service, serving Elise and anyone she desired. And Tina's whimpers became moans, and her moans became grunts as she was edged closer and closer and closer to orgasm. The man stopped and removed his fingers. "And now you're ready," he said, stroking Tina's hair. She closed her eyes and let the edge wash over her. It didn't matter that he stopped. It was all about service, serving with pleasure. And service, Tina learned, had always been her purpose. Tina felt Elise's warm breath on her skin as she whispered, "Anyone that I decide should or could use you will." Elise lifted Tina's head up by her hair so Tina may look her in the eyes. "Good girl." And the taller brunette could see the pride and happiness in Tina's weak smile. Elise grinned a wicked grin. She released the smaller brunette's hair, and once again, Tina felt something slide into her soaking wet cunt. But this time it wasn't fingers. She let out a gasp as the fucking machine started to move inside of her at a steady, almost hypnotic rhythm. And it didn't stop. The machine relentlessly moved in and out of her faster and more intense, and Tina's cunt was already dripping, practically dripping on the duvet. She felt the machine drive deeper inside her as her purpose played on repeat in her mind. Tina babbled the words she knew to be true. "Good girls serve with pleasure. Oh, 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 oh." And the orgasm hit her again and again, and she felt her mind go blank as each wave hit her. Elise grinned as she watched Tina dissolve into a fuzzy-headed toy who's had so many orgasms she can't think. Elise smoothed Tina's hair back. "Oh, baby, you're going to have one more for me. One hard orgasm. I know you have it in you. Feed me with that orgasmic energy, sweet one." Tina nodded her head weakly. "Yes, yes, please. Please, my purpose, service." Tina felt happy tears run down her cheek. "Good girl, then come for me." Tina let out a sound like an animal in heat as she came so hard. Tina moaned. Elise switched off the fucking machine and the smaller brunette laid limply on the bed. Elise sat down next to her and stroked her hair. "Such a good girl. You did so well. You served so well. Well done." Tina popped her head up and the tears were still running down her cheeks. Tina gave the woman a weak smile. "Really? I made you happy?" Tina said in a small voice. "Yes, of course. How do you feel?" Elise said. I feel good. Tina slowly sat up and shivered slightly, and without missing a beat, Elise wrapped the blanket the small brunette made for her during her grandma crafting period. Tina snuggled into the blanket with a smile. I feel new. Like I walked over a threshold and I can be what I've always wanted to be. Me. Tina paused for a moment. And I love what you do to my head because it's as if you just know how to pull these things, these thoughts, these emotions out of my head. Or maybe you're putting them in my mind, but it doesn't matter because it feels so fucking good. You show me all of these things I never knew I wanted. You show me this part of me that, well, I've been afraid to face. Tina paused. And Elise could see that look of need and almost desperation on the brunette's face. So please, oh my God, please don't ever make it stop. Why would I ever want to? Elise smiled a wicked smile as she looked Tina directly in the eyes. Tina watched intently as Elise lifted her hand, knowing that the brunette knew exactly what was about to happen. She snapped her fingers and watched as Tina's mind went completely blank. This never gets old, Elise whispered to herself. Nope, not even a little bit.